This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America Tonight. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. Always special to be with you and the specialness of a new presidency. I don't know, was ever there since there was such a divide between those who like Donald Trump and those who don't and just simply will not give him a chance. Couple of things to deal with in this administration early, and we know them because we keep talking about them. What's going to happen, for goodness sake, with Medicaid? Are you on Medicaid? Are you worried about Medicaid? How about your health insurance? The Republicans pushed a health bill forward, but there's a bitter backlash that is more than brewing on the Hill. A fast pace, no price tag. Democrats are like moths to a flame. They are all over this. Think of how long it took for the Affordable Care Act, but think of the promises we were made of how it would be tweaked. It's interesting that it took a long time to get through, and it's taken double that amount of time to even make some of those tweaks to it, if you will. And then it's all down to the CBO. And how will the bill affect the federal deficit? Mitch McConnell, the senator, one of them from Kentucky, is all over this. Addiction treatment, that addiction treatment mandate that covered 1.3 Americans, gone. A mandate that forced you and I, if we didn't have health insurance, to pay a tax, gone. Pre-existing conditions, and this is not approved, this is just what's happened. Pre-existing conditions, stay. Meaning, if you have had cancer, some other thing, there is no refusal to treat you. So I think we all agree that's a good thing. But there's very little that's being agreed upon, both in D.C. and in your backyard and mine. I think the average everyday American, and I'll put myself in that category, what do we want? We want health insurance we can pay for. That's good. It's pretty simple. Can I afford it? Is it good? Can I keep my doctor? Remember that whole thing about keeping the doctor? That's a big one. Why? Because usually when you don't know your doctor, no offense to all the doctors out there, because I know some great ones, but when you're forced to go to certain doctors, they don't know you, they haven't treated you for however many years the other doctor treated you, there's just so much they don't know. You're already stabbing in the dark with medicine anyway, because of course it's not an exact science. Reaction to medications, not to take medications, signs of maybe having a heart attack, but maybe it's nothing. It's heart palpitations or stress. I mean, we can give you a million scenarios. And we have, when we've had doctors on. I think the three things you want, and I would fall into this category, I want my same doctor. He knows me. I like him. He's awesome. I want it to be affordable. Boom. I want it to be affordable. And I want it to be good coverage. One, two, three. Could I throw out others? Things that I would want in healthcare? Absolutely. But those are the three biggest, and those are the three that unite every single one of us. Because who is going to call this radio show or call any of their congresspeople and say, well, I just... If it doesn't cover pre-existing conditions and all that other stuff, that's okay. I just want the premium to be low. Forget about the deductible. Forget about everything else. We want good health coverage again. I finally did see a story about the American Health Care Act, where the headline said, "The American Health Care Act is good." And in the piece that I read from the president of the American Action Forum and a former director of the Congressional Budget Office, Douglas Holtz Eakin, said, "The draft legislative text that will make up the American Health Care Act cleared two committees this week, even with complaints about the legislation." It's understandable. Nobody expected the Dems to stand up and applaud a replacement for the Affordable Care Act. And for the Republicans, three other factors contribute. Healthcare reform is hard. There are wide views on the best policy. Second, there are draft bills, not final legislation. And the bill scope is limited by the budget reconciliation rules that fast-track Senate consideration to do it. It's not possible to completely tackle everything in a reconciliation bill. ...218 votes in the House, 51 in the Senate. It's a big step. It's a big leap. The ACA was that one size fits all. The AHCA is decision making, permitting states to have flexibility in how to deal with costly pre-existing conditions. Then there's Medicaid reforms. Ay, ay, ay. Seems like we never stopped hearing about the donut. Remember that? Anytime anyone talked about health insurance, older people, they were talking about, what's that donut thing? Important. The AHCA gets rid of most of the tax policies. Medical device tax, health insurer, sure fee, the surtax, all of that. Gone. Gutted. Will it stand, or is there a better proposal out there that will stand up better? Sean Spicer today at the White House certainly invited that. If you have a better plan, we want to hear it. It's difficult. It's complicated. When Trump said that a couple weeks ago, he was right. It's complicated. That's why the change in the first place was so, so difficult. Because you're already tweaking something that was dissatisfactory to most people. But yet there would be a few that would like it. Not easy. Coming up next, we're going to give your brain a break. Guess what? We're taking you to the movies. Sweet!
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams, been haunted by a million screams, but I can hear the marching feet, they're moving into the street. Now did you read the news today? They say the danger's gone our way, but I can see the fire still alight. Into the night, there's too many men, too many people, making too many problems. Not much love to go around.
To the movies, that's what we're doing. So, where is Skull Island? Do you know the name of the building that King Kong climbed? Of course you do. How about this? Who directed the original King Kong? You know how many King Kong movies there have been? By the way, Skull Island is somewhere off the coast of Sumatra, Indonesia. There is a rocky knoll in the center of the island, which is shaped like a human skull. It's referred to as Skull Mountain. Did you know that? I'm fascinated by King Kong. I don't know why, actually. But so are movie makers. That's why it keeps getting redone every so often. And, of course, he climbed Kong, the Empire State Building, and then fell from the skyscraper. I don't want to ruin the movie for you. When he was attacked with airplanes with guns. So, the movies, the first one, King Kong, was in 1933 in March. Then in December, Son of Kong. Then King Kong versus Godzilla, 1962. Then King Kong Escapes, 1967. King Kong, 1976. Dino De Laurentiis. That was big. King Kong Lives, 1986. De Laurentiis Entertainment Group were the distributors of that one. Peter Jackson tried his hand at it in December 14 of 2005. His version was released. King Kong Skull Island, March 10th, 2017. That would be what we're talking about. Warner Brothers. Warner Brothers likes it. By the way, there is plans for a Godzilla versus Kong in 2020. I mean, I'm just saying. So it's already out there. So what is the new Kong like? Take a listen.
These are photos of an island in the South Pacific.
The place where myth and science meet.
We use explosives to shake the earth, helping us to map the surface of the island.
You're dropping bombs.
Scientific instruments.
Is that a monkey?
That thing was out here?
I'm sorry for your men, Colonel. But if you want to make their sacrifice worthwhile, get us home. With proof. Monsters exist.
Whoa, 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 whoa!
Your friend there can put that down. What the hell is this place?
That's Kong. King around here.
Kong's a pretty good king. He's to himself mostly.
Well, you don't go into someone's house and start dropping bombs unless you're picking a fight.
Kong's God on the island, but the devils live below us.
And what are they called?
I call them skull crawlers.
Why?
Never said that name out loud before. It sounds stupid now that I say. Just you call them whatever you want.
Good group of boys. We're all gonna die together out here.
He shouldn't have come here.
All right, Skull Island it is for me because of my fascination with Kong. I'll let you know how that goes. You could hear John Goodman's familiar voice in the clip that you just heard. We'll see if it lives up to some of its reviews. It's kind of gotten mixed reviews, let's put it that way. All right, we move on to our next flick. And let's just tell you, it's a psychological drama. It centers around a passionate love affair between a self-destructive drifter and a bipolar woman. Oof. The other half. Fair or foul? Hey, it's hitting the big screen. Here it is.
7. People are dying all around the world. They have problems. We gotta sing. Those girls. I don't want to sing this. I don't want to sing about that.
So is this just what you do? Go from girl to girl to girl?
No, that's not what I do.
Can I see someone, I suppose?
Nice girl, I hope.
Oh, no, she's horrible. She's a hag.
Come on.
Yes, Mum, I think she's lovely. I've just come here to rescue you.
Oh, I don't need rescue.
If you want to. Why would I want to go?
Okay.
Oh,
I'm going.
there you have it. Got some pretty good reviews on Rotten Tomatoes. Last one, The Ottoman Lieutenant. A strong-willed woman frustrated by injustice at home. Sounds like the potential for a good movie. Josh Hartnett is in it. Oh, I like him. Ben Kingsley, take a listen.
Be entering a state of war any day now. You need to find a military escort.
It's like being inside God's thoughts.
This is ridiculous.
This hospital is in the middle of nowhere.
There are customs here. You need to observe them if you're going to get along.
This journey is far too dangerous.
There's no guarantee that the medical supplies will ever reach the hospital.
This is something I have to do. Is that the mission?
Your hospital is over there.
I'd like to volunteer my services.
You want to be a nurse here?
You need nurses, don't you?
This is no place for a woman. This war is going to split Anatolia down the middle. The Armenians on one side and the Turks on the other.
The countries were still swamp and forests. Hulsa had already lit up our lands for thousands of years. And when you're nothing but history, we'll still be here.
You have your mission, Doctor, and I have mine.
My mission is saving lives.
Just because I wear a uniform and carry a gun that makes me a killer?
Yes.
It's a game.
We are drowning in death.
I just wanted an excuse to see you again.
Being on the water makes the rest of the world go away.
It's like being inside God's thoughts.
I'm ordering you to release these people.
I'm not afraid, Dr. Woodruff.
Is everyone around here losing their mind with me?
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. Did you know that I'm about 75% better? I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
Edition of my favorite thing, talking about numbers. We can count. So let's dive right into those numbers right here at the top. I got a lot of email about, would you tell us the most livable cities? I heard you briefly mention it. And I didn't go through all the cities, so I will quickly do that. Here's what happened. There was a new Wallet Hub report that talked about the happiest places to live. And California actually holds 13 of the top 20 cities. I was kind of surprised. And they include, you know, a San Francisco suburb with a very low crime rate, and the divorce rate is low, and et cetera. Researchers used data from 150 of the nation's largest cities. Evaluations looked at 30 metrics within three main categories, so you understand, because how do you decide what are the happiest places? Emotional, physical well-being, income and employment, community and environment. How about that? So here is the tops. Fremont, California, number one. Number two, San Jose, California. Irvine, California. San Francisco, California. Five, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Six, Huntington Beach, California. Seven, San Diego, California. I have a lot of friends that live there. Very expensive, though. Oakland, California. 8. 9. Santa Rosa, California. And 10. Washington, D.C. Now, I got to tell you, in all honesty, and maybe that's part of it, they don't say that, right? They're saying emotional, physical. They do say income and employment. You've got top jobs there because you also have to pay top dollar to live there. It's not cheap to live in any of those places. Probably South Dakota is the would be the more affordable option. Let's put it that way. Let's move to another number. From happiness to perhaps sadness for some people that might lose their jobs. President Trump's new proposed budget takes a look at the domestic programs with a bunch of different agencies. And so what would be sliced? You're talking about big cuts. And the big cuts, like, for example, not every program would disappear overnight. They're saying the Corporation for Public Broadcasting gets $485 million a year. It might still get federal funding, but they're going to unwind the relationship a little bit, they say. 50%, more than 50 in the Environmental Protection Agency, they're going to look to get rid of money there. Water and wastewater loan and grant program, $498 million. They're talking about that as an area. They're talking about the Department of Commerce, Minority Business Development, $32 million. They say that, there's explanations for it. They're saying that the White House is saying that the Minority Business Incubator Program is a duplicate of other programs in the Small Business Administration. The Economic Development Administration, $221 million. They're talking about, in Obama's budget, he touted it as the only federal government agency with missions and programs focused on economic development. The Trump budget says it has limited measurable impacts and duplicates other federal programs. So they did an audit, and they're saying there's duplication here. There's another program like it, in other words. Let's see what else was cut. It would take the whole show to do this. I'm going to give you another one. I'm going to go to this one. Department of Justice, State Criminal Alien Assistance Programs, $210 million. Four states get the bulk of that money. It reimburses states for the costs of incarcerating criminal immigrants. So we know they're trying to just boot out those kinds of people. The Department of Transportation, the Essential Air Service, $175 million. Provides federal money for commercial air service at rural airports. EAS flights are not full and have high subsidy costs per passenger, so the budget saying those airports are closed to major airports and that rural communities could be served by other modes of transportation. So there are some people that are up in arms over what's being proposed, and there are others that are saying, you know, bravo, that needed to happen. I think if you have duplicate programs, that's a no-brainer. And I've said that before. What if you did a major audit of all of the government entities? You would find some things that perhaps would be rather surprising if you want to put it that way. It would be surprising. Okay, how about this? Let's move on to this story. Rory McIlroy was talked about Muirfield and their past position was ridiculous. So what happened was Rory McIlroy, who won the 2014 British Open at Royal Liverpool, didn't mince his words when he was asked about the membership vote this week to finally allow female members. He said, I mean, in this day and age where you've got women that are the leaders of certain industries and women that are the heads of state and not to be able to join a golf course, I mean, it's obscene. It's like ridiculous. He's at the Arnold Palmer Invitational. And a lot of different people are weighing in on that because it's been like 278 years. So finally letting women members in. But he says it's horrendous. And, yeah, we'll go back and play the Open because they'll let women in. But every time I go to Muirfield, he's saying, I won't have a great taste in my mouth. He's saying it makes him furious that it took 278 years for that to happen. And, you know, finally it did, and they want to host an Open, and they couldn't host the Open unless they allowed women in because that was pretty much what was happening there. Don't allow them in, and it's not going to happen is pretty much the way it went. All right, so let's move on to another one. There's so many numbers. You know, I love the whole numbers thing. And I'm going to bounce back to this, the budget, because I mentioned the budget. The budget does include, I've been asked this a few times, the budget does include $4 billion for a border wall. Yes, it's true. $4 billion. So the president proposes deep cuts for foreign aid and environmental protection and increase in military spending. We talked about that the other day with the former Marine David Jackson. The budget plan for fiscal 2018 calls for a cut of 28% for the State Department, who was briefed on the Trump plans. He's proposing a 10% increase in defense spending, equivalent to $54 billion, and 6% increase in funding for Homeland Security. But to fund that, he is seeking deep reductions in programs like public broadcasting, which I mentioned, and other things, heating subsidies, other programs where you could take money from those programs to fund what is, you know, to fund what's happening with his budget. So, the budget has to get passed, and we'll see. Some of it I like. Anything with duplication, I already said this, and I'll just echo that same thing again. I mean, if it's something we're already doing, shame on us for not, somebody else for not knocking that out before, because frankly, that is just a complete, waste of time to go, essentially, to go backwards. I mean, to just blow money where you've got that program in place and you're doing the same thing in some other part of the government. And I felt that that's been the problem for a very, very long time. Let's move to technology. Tesla putting $1 billion in its tank as a Model 3 is apparently very, very close. So they're raising that money. They're working hard at pushing this forward. The Model 3 is an entry-level sedan that has the electric automaker's mass market hopes. The stock offering announced Wednesday includes $250 million of common stock, $750 million in convertible senior notes due in 2020. I mean, it's a beautiful-looking car, I will say that. It's about all kinds of things, affordability, running, if we're talking about the masses. And the Model 3, they say, will appear to consumers not able to afford the six-figure Model S and X sedans so that they can be out there in a broader sense. And that was always Elon Musk's idea, that there would be different types of cars. And, I mean, of course. And that there would be affordability, because every single time that came up, every single time that you were hearing about electric cars, it always was, what about the cost, and how can we have those cars if we don't have places to get the electricity, and where are we getting the electricity, blah, 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 blah. And the answer to that is pretty obvious. Elon Musk said, I'm going to develop an affordable alternative. And that was always the plan, and so now he's closer, and so much closer. You'll be happy to know that almost 9,000 flights were canceled on Tuesday and parts of Wednesday, and even parts of Monday. Flights were canceled because of the snow, and flight schedules have improved. The airlines trying to do that quick turnaround thing to decrease the pain of everybody stuck, because Tuesday so many were canceled. And now the bulk of the airports in the Northeast, finally, they were ungrounded and people were starting to get out after that powerful, powerful storm. All right, another edition of We Can Count in the Books.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious
Metals, your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains. Carriers.
We swing right back into a different edition of, yes, the mailbag, because so many of you have overwhelmed us and consistently do by sending us your thoughts at americatonight.net. So let's dive in on that note. How about this? The first one is from Kyle, and Kyle says, hello, Kate. I just want to tell you that I'm really enjoying America Tonight. I'm listening to you in the great state of Portland, and you talk about KPAM, and your show is really great. I'm so glad they put you on the air, and thank the people that you work with. It sounds like everybody really does just a terrific job. I was wondering what you thought, and this is a kind of a weird story, but I know you do odd stories at sometimes. Did you see the story about the cobra? I'm a fan of snakes. About the cobra that was loose in Florida? I did see that. Somebody posted it on something I was looking at, and oh, it's creepy. I guess the snake's owner has been licensed to have the cobra since May of last year, and he also has some other kind of gaboon viper and an African bush viper. So this is a snake dude. Now, if someone were to be bitten by the escaped cobra, they'd need to get to the hospital as fast as they could and be treated with the anti-venom. Thankfully, they say the cobra is probably going to find a spot away from people and stay there. The likelihood that anyone's going to get bitten by the snake is very low. According to statistics from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, about 5 people a year die from snake bites in the United States. I don't know. A highly toxic, venomous snake on the loose, a cobra, would not make me feel terrific, I can say that. And how do you know you won't get bitten? Kids playing the swamps and, you know, whatever. But, oh, I saw a picture of it, and it's a 2-foot-long cobra. Cobra escaped. I mean, look, the snake's owner has the license. And venomous reptiles are supposed to be kept to be escape-proof. And they're looking to see if there was any violations. But I don't think it was just a smart cobra. The cobra outsmarted the man and got loose. But it is creepy. Can you imagine somebody getting bitten? We can say what we want, but somebody getting bitten by that snake? Really? I would say that's not good. Let's move on. This one is from Adam. And Adam says, Kate, the feds raise the interest rate. Janet Yellen, you knew, was going to come calling eventually, and it looks like more could come. Well, they raised the interest rate by 0.25 percentage point on Wednesday, just the third time the Fed has increased rates since the financial crisis. That raises the Fed's target for short-term interest rates to a range of 0.75. This was kind of expected. Anytime there's a hike, there's always a lot of questions about that hike. And the Federal Reserve, to me, it's like a little mafia onto its own. I know some people will listen to that and will say, what are you kidding me? We have to have it. And I understand completely. But when we say things like we have to have it, ugh. I can also think of other alternatives that would be better. Let's put it that way. In the meantime, Donald Trump did an interview with Fox and talked about wiretaps and his Trump Tower and what they could do as a result of wiretapping, because Trump is convinced that that's happening, that has happened, and they want to be able to sue. But even though they have some evidence, you still have to think, okay, there's this battle over the replacement plan for Obamacare. There's wiretapping allegations. And there's this tax records being leaked out to the media. There's a whole lot on the plate. Let's just put it that way. A whole lot. Not that other presidents don't deal with the same thing, all kinds of similar things in an effort to get more done. But that's, you know, that was part of the whole Trump mystique, is that I'm just going to plant my flag in the sand, so to speak, and I'm just going to go for it and not worry over every last detail. It goes back to the what do you see in the president thing. What do you see in the president or a president, or when you're looking to elect a president, what is it that attracts you to voting for somebody? That's the question I would ask. And did you get what you thought you were getting? I mean, so far, I would say it's definitely divisions, but I would say that there's some people that are incredibly stoked. I think it just depends on how you look at it and where you're coming from. It's probably the easiest way to look at it. Let's put it that way. And we're definitely, whether we like it or not, we are definitely jaded by some of how we grow up and what we see and what our influences are. Even though if you had said that to me, I don't know how long ago, I would have just immediately probably jumped down your throat and said, oh, that's a bunch of nonsense. It's not a bunch of nonsense. I don't think so. Speaking of not being fake news or nonsense, Chelsea Clinton, after her mother lost the election, there was hints of her getting in politics, and rumors are really swirling. Really, really swirling. Will there be another Clinton race? Would Chelsea Clinton run for office? Would she do that? And the answer is, of course she could do that. And why not fuel the speculation? It's not going to hurt, because it's kind of like free testing to see what people think without putting a whole bunch of money into it. I mean, Trump was the master at that, drafting the free media. So, Chelsea Clinton, considering jumping into politics, she could potentially run for Senator Kristen Gillibrand's seat if the senator decides to run for president in 2020. And the rumors are getting stoked. The fans are being flamed in a lot of different directions that this really is happening. That she's serious about a run for office. Maybe not right now, this second, but in the near future. And I think that's big. I think that's huge. But would she do well? Or would it still be maybe too much of a stretch? And I don't know. I don't really have a good answer for that, actually. I really don't like when there's no opinion. Have an opinion, any opinion. I think there would be certainly intrigue if she ran. Would she win? Depends on who the other candidate is. A lot of times, as we know from our past presidents, incumbents win. Now, he would be the incumbent. So if we went on my philosophy and a few statistics, well, then that's exactly what would happen. But I think there's some unpredictability there, where we just really don't have a good feel, or a lot of us don't have a good feel for what direction we're headed in. We're just kind of fumbling around in the dark, I'll call it that. But that's what it feels like to me. All right, a couple of quick hits for you. Mark Cuban on the Trump tax report, he said he had a good year. Nancy Pelosi, we need common ground with the GOP with sincerity. And Donald Trump himself saying the budget includes $4 billion for a border wall, and here's where we're getting the money. And besides that, also talking about the travel ban, saying it'll go all the way up to the Supreme Court because that was one of his campaign promises, and on wiretapping, promising that more will come, and that hopefully takes the form of evidence because that's exactly what they're looking for. Thanks so much to you, and yeah, that other guy for tuning in, locking and loading, and hanging with us here on America Tonight.
On a mountain, the lunatics have taken over the asylum.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.